I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. A Roswell woman was found dead in between the Roswell Civic Center and the Roswell Museum early Monday morning. That according to Roswell Police spokesperson Todd Wildermuth, who has more.
Our investigation determined that there was no foul play involved, so the death is not suspicious at all. It was likely either some sort of medical incident that happened or some sort of accidental injury. But nothing suspicious about it. She was found early Monday morning, and the investigation was able to reach those conclusions fairly quickly.
Wildermuth could not confirm whether the woman's body will be taken to the OMI's office in Albuquerque to determine an official cause of death. 33-year-old John Ansor of Roswell was sentenced on Friday to 43 years in prison on two counts of vehicular homicide and possession of a controlled substance. He was driving a vehicle intoxicated when he crashed into another car carrying two young Dexter girls, ages 17 and 12. The crash occurred in April of last year. Both girls died at the scene, that according to court records. On Monday, former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson endorsed Mark Ronchetti in the race for New Mexico governor. The endorsement is the latest example of support for Ronchetti's campaign from prominent figures outside of the New Mexico Republican Party. Johnson was the Libertarian nominee for president in 2016. Johnson said he will be supporting Ronchetti because of his stance on crime, education, and the economy, which will benefit from a fresh look at the issues facing the state. It's National Night Out, the annual event that promotes drug and crime prevention and strengthens community relations, will be held tonight at Jowl Lake Park from 6 to 9. National Night Out gives residents an evening to meet their neighbors, area first responders, and other organizations that provide valuable services to that community. Deputies from the Lee County Sheriff's Office will be on hand to grill their famous green chili hamburgers. Again, the event will be held at the Jowl Lake Park 6 to 9 tonight. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.